صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. It's mentioned Al-Fath al-Rabbani, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani al-Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, they stated, always keep saying to your nafs, keep saying to your nafs that your righteous earnings will benefit you and your bad earnings will prove to be a curse for you. No other person will perform deeds with you, nor will you give anything out of his deeds. Oh, the servants of Allah, keep performing righteous deeds, and it is necessary to oppose your nafs. One who prevents you from evil is actually your friend, and the one who misguides you is actually your enemy. Further he stated, as long as your nafs is not free from impurity and bad desires, how could it get you to the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Terminate the desires and hopes of your nafs only, then will your nafs obey you. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.